Cumbria, Tories, and Labour work together to make cuts. Brent Kennedy, TUSC candidate in Kirrock last year, when there was a by-election in my ward, a Labour councillor asked me to help their campaign. I said of course I would, if the candidate fought on a socialist programme against cuts. Her answer summed up post Jeremy Corbyn Labour: it's a local election, so there won't be any programme. Socialist councillors would build modern, carbon-neutral council houses, and take Riverside Housing Association back into public ownership. We demand grants for home ERWNers and tenants to install solar panels, heat pumps and insulation to slash energy bills, fight climate change and create decent jobs. In Cumbria, Tory, Labour and Lib Dem councillors have worked together in coalitions, including Labour Tory, to ruthlessly cut jobs, wages and local services. Carlisle Socialist Party fought to defend residential care homes for the elderly, with a petition of over 2,000 names. But Labour scrapped a majority of care home beds, leaving them to the private market. We also organised a meeting of 150 locals, and led a successful campaign which defeated the Labour-led council's attempt to charge residents for parking in their own streets. We have stood on picket lines with low-paid outsourced hospital and rail workers fighting for decent pay. We helped organise protests for proper funding for NHS services and against privatisation. In all of these campaigns, we have taken the message of socialism to the working class. That is impossible today in the Labour Party. There isn't a single left Labour candidate in the area, and their leaflets, like the Greens, are non-political,